And as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
It's time for the Revolution in the Morning show, and it's 2-4 Tuesday with tonight's Trump assassination files. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on your favorite streaming service like iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomony apps, like, you know, Open Radio app, and just many places we don't even know about. Because you could start your own streaming service and start to carry the Vocast stream and put it on your own server and put it out to the world. If you have a establishment, you're always welcome to play Revolution Radio. However, be aware, or you know, our hosts seek the truth. And in some places, that can cause people to get upset. You can have Karens and Kens and everybody else come out of the woodwork. Today, the truth is very dangerous. That's what makes Revolution Radio so unique. We're not here spinning some corporate song. A billionaire owner isn't telling us what to think, how to think, and what to write. And we haven't been hired. We are volunteering to tell you what we want. We aren't making megabucks doing it. That's for damn sure. Anyway, join us, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get the straight truth. Not that mainstream media mind control. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. And check my audio here. I guess it's okay. Nobody said, where the hell are you? All right. So we got through 3 minutes audio. I know it's there. Now I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., I'm going to do a roundup of all of the major stuff revolving around the Hillary Clinton campaign and DNC-inspired dossier whipped up as a political weapon against Donald Trump and then used by the corrupted political class to overthrow and to stop the Trump presidency. If there are seditious, treasonous people that should be in prison, I think we should start right with the pedo president of the United States of America and then Vice President Joey Biden. And Traitor 44, Barack Obama, his entire cabinet, and even some special people like, you know, how about what's her name? I don't even remember her name. That's how damn important she is. And it's besides, it's hundreds of them. It's hundreds of people within the federal government that conspired against Trump and are still working to try to eliminate Trump from the political scene because they are afraid. They are afraid to be exposed as the crooked, lying sons of bitches they are. That's another reason this show exists, I guess. But anyway, if you need to call in and listen to the show, if that's the only way you can reach us, you know, or you know somebody that would, give them the call in and listen line for Studio A and Studio B. Call to listen to Studio A, 518-906-1839, 1839 to listen to Studio A, 1859 to listen to Studio B, 518-906-1839 for Studio A, 1859 for Studio B. So remember that. And the archives here at Revolution Radio are free. You don't have to pay an extra $5-$10 on top of some subscription and whatever and whatever, okay? They're free. Anyway, come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomSlips.com, Revolution.radio. And go over to those archives. The link's right there on the top of those links, along with a donation page, because we're listener supported. The technology allows us to connect people and journalists around the world for literally pennies, what the mainstream media could even think of doing. And that's the magic, it's the magic of technology. It can free your mind. It can give you more information, but it can also enslave you in your mind. Yeah. I was just listening to her yell outside. I hope my neighbor's dog didn't pull my neighbor off the off his porch. Oh hell! Anyway, let's see, what do we got going on here? It's 811. Is that anything? No, it's 911s. It's really the emergencies, huh? Ah, hell. Anyway, let's get over here, get some news and information. Hey, you know, Adidas, it's after Christmas, and Adidas is sitting on $500 million of unsold Yeezy sneakers after terminating their deal with Kanye West. I often said, hey, I'll, send them to me, man. Just give them to me. You know, you want to get rid of them. Yee, formerly known as Kanye West, and who knows what he'll be called next week. And the German sportswear company Adidas has been holding the bag. That's right. You know, they have all these Yeezy sneakers, and you know, it's in Adidas warehouses. There's an estimated worth of $530 million potential revenue. Are you sure it's, you know, because, the price of a sneaker, right? You know, that's the price of what somebody's going to pay. You know, they want to pay for, you know, the Yeezy brand, who cares? You know, your valuation is based on Yeezy's name. Think about it. Think about the pathetic facts here that, you know, they can't even get rid of these sneakers because they're the Yeezy brand. But then they want to try to say, oh, man, they're worth top dollar. We have to write this off our taxes. And because now they're rare and they're not being sold, each Yeezy sneaker made by Adidas has quadrupled from its ignorant high price to start with. I mean, it doesn't wouldn't surprise me. You would think that they would just flush them out the door, like to the Goodwill or something. Oh, no. They can't do what all the celebrities did, you know, with their Balenciaga pedophile stuff, right? You know, that was a thing a month ago. But I haven't seen Adidas come out and have a massive bonfire. Or, hey, why don't you just do the right thing and donate all those Yeezy sneakers to African immigrants coming into Europe? You could show that you're not a white German supremacist. I mean, after all, you make black sneakers, you make white sneakers, you even make tan sneakers. But you know, they're not all equal sneakers. And that's the problem, isn't it? I'm sorry, but the idiocracy of liberalism, that's where it leads to. It leads to stupid shit like this, right? Crazy. It's sheer crazy. Oh, yeah, University of Idaho professor sues a TikTok personality who said she was linked to her student murders. A professor, University of Idaho, has filed a defamation lawsuit against a TikTok personality who published dozens of videos linking the professor to the killing of the four students at the campus last month. The four deaths, University of Idaho students, remain unsolved after the bodies were found in a three-story house near the campus. Each victim was stabbed multiple times and some had defensive wounds. The authorities have made no arrests, nor have they identified any potential suspects. Ashley Gillard, a purported crime sleuth with 108,000 followers on the short video on TikTok, falsely accused the plaintiff, Rebecca Schofield, participated in the murders because she was romantically involved with one of the victims. Anyway, Gillard, who consults tarot cards and other readings to obtain information about the murders, made the accusation against the history professor on November 22nd. I don't care what y'all say. Rebecca Schofield killed the four students. Rebecca was the one to initiate the plan. Anyway, so she evidently is has received cease and desist letters. And no word if Alex Jones has come to her defense yet or not. No, I don't know. I'm just joking. Gillard added, you know, according to the complaint, she ordered the executions. Anyway, wow. If you're going to base that on tarot cards, that's pretty well, you know, Rachel Maddow-ish, you know. I mean, after all, they believed the dossier. You know, and all the lies around the dossier that have all been proven, you know, to be lies, but they're protected political speech. You know, why Alex Jones and Jim Fetzer, you know, if you say anything about Sandy Hook, ooh, watch out for the ghost of Leonard Posner. Anyway, a war in Africa has been underway for a while. If you're not aware, China, the United States, and Russia are all working to secure supplies of these rare earth minerals and lithium from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Which is probably just a name. The Republic of Congo is probably pretty close. I don't know if you could call it democratic. If you look at what the Democrats have in store for you in democracy, I sure in the hell wouldn't want to be calling my country democratic anything. That just means that you're going to fall into the arms of national socialism. Anyway, as the U.S. on December 13th, U.S. signed deals with DRC and Zambia, my lazy mouth, the world's sixth largest copper producer and second largest cobalt producer in Africa. Anyway, see support the two countries develop electric vehicle value chain. So to speak, Anthony Blinken said the U.S. Export-Import Bank will screw everybody, including the International Development Finance Corporation, to make the deal go forward. We will conquer them economically, financially, then socially, and then militarily. Blinken didn't say complete the complete help that Congo and Zambia was going to receive from the United States of America. The other deal was we whack you upside the head and you take the money anyway. Your kin get the money instead of you, but we will get what we want. I think that's what the message is in the United States foreign policy. Meanwhile, the Chinese want to build roads and bridges and railways, ports, and they want to use Chinese cement. They want to use Chinese labor. And then when what they have built is falling apart and the infrastructure is so screwed, they essentially seize those properties, the right-of-ways and the land and the ports, whatever they are, from the state, that nation that they are in. Yeah. It's military, financial, colonialism run amok. Now, Lulu Looney Tunes down in Brazil wants to bring in the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, they call it. In other words, the worldwide train to cheap shit from somewhere else in the world. That's the plan to save everybody in the world. They're not here to make you have your country produce products and sell it to your own citizens. No, they want to train around the world. They're tired of running ships across the ocean. Yeah, ships and shit and everything else. Isn't it amazing? The Belt Road Initiative is basically the lifelines of the New World Order of mercantilism that the World Economic Forum, that the New World Order is pushing for you. You will own nothing and like it. You will be limited to how many trips you can make across town, let alone if you have permission to make a trip out of state or out of country. Only if your vaccine status is up to date. Only if you have had the latest clot shots. I was listening to an interview a little bit ago, and I laughed to myself. I said, yeah, I really like Dr. Robert Malone. I mean, I think he's a pretty stand-up guy. But to sit there and say, well, you know, I took the shot. You know, I took the shot. And, you know, I regret it. You know, you hear that from a lot of people today, right? I took the shot, not forget it. Anyway, here's Ben Shapiro with Dr. Robert Malone talking about the shot. Now, listen, I didn't get the shot. I was sick for months and months off and on, like evidently Dr. Malone was. And he was concerned, well, you can take preventative steps, you know, with literally out having to do international travel. And the gaslighting of the government propaganda screwed both these guys. Listen to them.
Dr. Malone, one question that I think is worth asking. Your book is titled Lies My Government Told Me. And, you know, I've been raging mad about the fact that, for example, back in December of 2020, we were told by the government, we continue to be told even today, that the vaccines cut down on transmission. And those of us who were being told based on, you know, quote unquote, best available data, we were told by spokespersons for the vaccine companies, we were told by members of the government up to and including the president, both Donald Trump and Joe Biden afterward, that the vaccines cut on transmission. And for that reason, there is a lot, I recommended that people take the vaccine at the time. I took the vaccine myself. My wife took the vaccine. She's a doctor, and she took the vaccine as well, largely based not on my own personal risk, but on the idea that this would cut down on the ability for me to transmit to my parents who are,
yeah,
who are
you,
in their 60s.
You endorsed what unfortunately was a carefully clinically tested propaganda messaging strategy. And I think you shouldn't beat yourself up in any way. I also took the product. I took Moderna. I took it for some different reasons. I had long COVID, and there was a lot of information, really now we know disinformation, circulating about the potential for the vaccines to be therapeutic for long COVID. I also had to travel internationally, and so that was the other main reason why I took it. I knew that I wouldn't be able to engage internationally if I didn't take this product. And so I accepted it. I'd also been told directly by the person at the FDA who has line responsibility for approving these products, Peter Marks. And I had had a teleconference with him about my concerns after I reviewed the Pfizer data package that Byron Bridle had obtained from Japan. And my position back then, you know, people criticized me also, well, why didn't you come out earlier? I believed at the time that the pharmaceutical company had pulled the wool over the FDA's eyes, that the FDA had been confronted by a new technology and data surrounding that new technology, and that upon reading the Pfizer data package from Japan, I believed that Pfizer had hoodwinked the FDA with how they had presented that information. And that's why I set up that teleconference with Peter Marks. I also set up a teleconference with Nancy Pelosi in her office and begged them to release age stratified data on the risks of the virus.
And they never did. They denied people the facts, to lie to Americans to get the vax. We'll be right back. I guess that sounds racks.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth. flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Howdy, howdy. Good morning. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. That's right. Two for Tuesday. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Let's get back to news information that you can use, not this mainstream media bullshit. Yeah, do you ever get the feeling you can't trust any of the media? It's really strange, but that's the truth. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News. Hey, if you want a circle jerk, just stand in the middle. Yeah, Fox News, man, I'm telling you, do two journalists, maybe three, make an entire network. If so, man, Revolution Radio is, let's just say, well ahead of the curve. Yeah, here we go. The FBI's attacked conspiracy theorists. I should say critics of the FBI, and call them conspiracy theorists. Yes, when those that question the FBI, after they haven't done jack shit about Hillary Clinton hiring foreign nationals to interfere with our election, to Joe Biden as vice president selling a bribery, and a pay-to-play system. Hillary Clinton was really jealous of. No, the FBI goes after people who seek to find the truth. Jonathan Turley, law professor, had a column in the Hill over the weekend, and he said this. Conspiracy theorists feeding the American public misinformation is now a familiar attack line for anyone raising free speech concerns over the FBI's role in social media censorship. What is different is this attack came from the country's largest law enforcement agency, the FBI. And since the FBI has made combating disinformation a major focus of its work, the labeling of its critics is particularly menacing. 50 years ago, the Watergate scandal provoked a series of events that transformed not only the presidency, but federal agencies like the FBI. Americans demanded answers about the involvement of the FBI and other agencies in domestic politics. Ultimately, Congress not only investigated the FBI, but later impaneled the Church Committee to investigate a host of abuses by intelligence agencies. If we look at the Russia investigations, if we look at the Biden family business dealings, if we look at Hillary Clinton, we look at the targeting of Republicans and conservatives. We look at the covering up of Hunter Biden's laptop by the intelligentsia, giving, you know, plausible deniability for the media to write about. We now know from the Twitter files released by Elon Musk, who bought a crime scene, as many as 80 FBI agents and former agents were targeting media posters for censorship on the site. Alleged briefings at Twitter with Twitter officials was the reason they spiked, of course, was the Hunter Biden laptop. 150 messages known on back channels. I'm sure many others on personal devices and other connections that are no longer, well, let's just say for people that are no longer there or had a line of communications in that was not tracked. We know in the past few weeks that the CIA and their Cuban counterintelligence operatives were involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy. You know, think about that. The FBI knew. The FBI and government agencies have been covering up these lies for years because we have a compromised criminal government who has essentially has been blackmailed and paid off, if not by the Chinese, if not by the Saudis, if not by individual Russians like the ex-wife, the mayor of Moscow. What we have is a system of government that is bought and paid for. It is not voted for. The Democrat and Republican parties are, well, just shit. Period. End of story. If a popular candidate with a large base like Donald Trump hasn't seen the writing on the political wall, and needs to get a marketing team to make sure that the Democrat-Republican Party, the masters before the Civil War over the Democrats' thirst to own human slaves. I don't know why any politician is so gutless and ballless as to not use this avenue of attack. I guess that's why I need to kind of get my proverbial shit together, right? Because once one person talks about it, others will not be as afraid. And then Democrats and Republican supporters and candidates alike should think who they are with and who they are standing with. Are they with the people, the voters, and the Constitution? Or, you know, are they with a long-term systemic, I don't want to say parasite, a long-time systemic disease that has been stepping on freedom, that has been causing clots in our constitution, so to speak, been shredding the edges. If you watch Democrats, they're just trying to put the knife smack in the middle of it today. The Democrat Party is not the party of the progressives of the 1960s when they decided to change the wolf's clothes from Jim Crow to Janie, I Care. Today, they're back to Jim Crow 2.0, except, you know, white people and Caucasians and Europeans are, you know, the targets today. Yeah. Just when you thought the nasty slave-owning Democrats were done, they have reconstituted themselves. They have. Anyway, come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Oh, yeah. China is using the art of war to intimidate and defeat Taiwan. In the past few days, there have been more than 70 planes that have been sent into Taiwan's defense zone. There has been three or four Navy ships, Chinese ships, that have crossed actually through Taiwanese waters across the tip in the south. And, you know, literally, you know, I think it was 71 different jets into the Taiwan defense zone. Okay. And they repeat this again and again and again. They continually do it, and there are more planes, and they fly deeper each time. China is working to infect the world again. So, yeah. Anyway, this so-called show of force by China is about the NDAA, which was signed into law, makes it clear that the U.S. is rapidly accelerating the Ukrainianification of Taiwan and turning Taiwan into an armored, militarized, weaponized island. Also, if you're aware, China is experiencing a wave of flu season. I think it's kind of it's ironic, I guess is a good word, that China is, how should we say it? China is in the middle of a really bad flu season. Now, you can call it Omicron, you can call it COVID, you can call it whatever you want, but it's a virus, okay? And you can deny that something is making people sick, but that's pretty damn silly. And if it was 5G, it would be everybody. Or it would be just people that have had the shot. I mean, there's so many exclusions and ways that, that all the statistics are skewed every way you can think of. But the truth is, you know, we're having a flu season. And many people that took the shot, the COVID-19 shot, have compromised immune systems. So they may or may not get sick. Okay. You know, they may or may not. I don't know. You know, it depends on their own metabolism. And this is the thing about having a genetic therapy, that everybody's genetic system has minute pieces that are different than everybody else's. And I know, oh, we know, we've mapped it all. And, listen, yeah, you've mapped it all. But you think you know. And that's, you know, the thing that we are seeing today. It's crazy. It's sheer crazy. Anyway, what else we got going on here? Oh, yeah, they having a fight with the Fed as Biden's Bureau of Lies and shit. Bureau of Labor and Statistics. The BLS lashes out at the Philly Fed over the million job revision for the jobs created under the Biden administration. Well, imagine that. Ukrainian drone attacked an airbase deep inside Russia's territory as it was essentially shot down, and then the pieces of the drone killed three soldiers, I guess, as it fell. This is what they made it sound like. After a low altitude intercept, whatever the hell that means. Does that mean it's such a low altitude? It was above sea level, but wasn't above ground level. Is that, you know, I mean, that's how you got to read this idiot shit today. I mean, these people can't say anything. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Anyway, so you can expect that Ukraine, as the winter starts to progress here, Ukraine is in the process of losing some land, if you weren't aware. They aren't going to tell you. And then they will sue for peace in February. They will start negotiations. And that during that time, they will expect the Russians not to attack and not to advance. I believe this is kind of the strategy that the Europeans and the Ukrainians and the Americans have had all along, was to lie, delay, and fortify. an attack too, you know? I mean, people seem to forget that Victoria Nuland and Barack Obama started this war. The neocons, neoliberals, at the Center for a New American Security have essentially brought the world to the edge of nuclear Armageddon. And I know maybe that sounds apocalyptic. Maybe that's a little strong language, but let me tell you. The United States of America has not taken the forewarnings from Russia. The United States is still essentially using lying, false, diplomatic efforts to lie and delay. And as we can see from the Biden administration, and from Ukraine, they are essentially the only negotiations that they will get into are those that will help hamper the Russians' offensive movements and their reinforcing and, you know, essentially whatever. The truth is the U.S. and NATO and these warmongering globalists will not stop. And even if the Ukrainian war is, how should we say it, is negotiated to a settlement, the detente, so to speak, with Russia is at a dead end. And it's at a dead end because of the backstabbing, scum-sucking diplomats in the U.S. State Department who lie, and lie again. I do believe that we don't have a U.S. State Department anymore. As I have said before, the U.S. State Department and our embassies are nothing but places for our spies and our spy craft to be deployed. There isn't nothing in the United States government that is left that is noble and honorable anymore. I believe in particularly in foreign embassies. And if that is true, then our State Department has essentially become, we are the militarized white coat Nazis, so to speak, coming in to save the world, to enslave them in our own ideology. That's what happens. That's what our government is, and that's what it does. And, you know, there's a serious problem there, right? Anyway, 600 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. So what has happened, as I had said before, these drones that we're giving Ukraine can be fueled with, have extra fuel, and can be sent on one-way straightaway missions, okay? Suicide missions, just as, you know, the Russians use those Iranian suicide drones. A bomb with wings. Why don't you just call it that? Anyway, one-way bombs with wings, big and small, are going to be the future of a lot of combat, but you will still have to occupy the ground, and you will still have to, how should we say it, Oh, that's close to the border of Kazakhstan. I would suspect that that drone came from Kazakhstan and not from Ukraine. So, you know, literally, you know, being, you know, 50, 75 miles easily from the Kazakhstan border. It would make sense that it was the rebels in Kazakhstan that are allied with the U.S. That tried to overthrow the government of Kazakhstan in a color revolution in January of this year. January of 2022. In the middle of negotiations, I say it again and again, the U.S. struck in a diplomatic backstabbing when an agreement was believed to be reached in December. In January, the U.S. tried to overthrow the nation of Kazakhstan using some of the same fighters, some of the same organizers, the same methods and color revolution, U.S. aid funding, an attempt to overthrow another nation. That was, it's on the southern part of Russia. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. You can't go back in this stuff. The U.S. and NATO has, and the European Union has essentially said that you can negotiate it all you want. We will just continue to lie and do what we want. So hard lines have been drawn. And the U.S. sending Patriot missiles into Ukraine that, you know, might have a 500-mile a 500-kilometer reach with a fairly significant warhead. Let's just say Russia will be forced to mobilize, and nuclear weapons will eventually fly. And troops that are massed on borders or staged in areas, you're a prime target, you fools. We'll be right back.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields, the bodies burning.
In the fields, they got them bodies burning. Hey, it's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 27th. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini. More than 40 streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. You can find the way. And if you don't, well, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. There's a chat room over here at the Freedom Matrix chat room. So come on down and join us. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can get the straight truth. Uh-oh, Roku TV has a red pill channel. That's right, Revolution Radio on Roku TV exists. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, and get the straight truth, not the mainstream media mind control. Hasn't your brain been synthesized enough? Hasn't Bill Gates written enough corrupted code that affects your life? You know, let alone Bill Gates now wanting to write biological code to, let's just say update you human beings to dumbass 2.0. Yes, that's Bill Gates' new injection shot, dumbass 2.0. I think you'll find a lot of people that'll take it. And it might even be a necessary element to join the synagogue of Satan. Thanks, Popsicle Toads, for that. I added that last but that part. But yeah, these guys are a treat, ain't they? Call in and listen to the show on your phone or smart device, 518-906-8. 1839 to reach Studio A, 518-906-1839. 1839 for Studio A, and then it's 1859 for Studio B. They're talking about, anyway, if you haven't seen, you know, more pictures and other things are coming out about Trump's daughter and the World Economic Forum, Yeah. And, Ivana, Ivanka, I guess is her name, you know, and how she's, you know, was a member of this World Economic Forum group and young people's group with Justin Trudeau and some others. I don't know who all was in that group, but there are some stories floating around the internets about it. So you can, you know, you can, or, and Twitter worlds, I should say. So, yeah, you can see it there, I imagine. Anyway, yeah. So I talked about the Belt Road crap, talked about the university professor, and what else? Let's see. Did we talk about the Christmas grid chaos and blackouts? Yeah, over the weekend and all the cold weather. Now they've got a warming trend up through the east. Just to let y'all know, by Friday, it'll probably be 60 degrees here. Boy, that would seem nice, won't it? Anyway, I got, I've got so much to do and not hardly any money to do it with, but I'm going to work on it. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Yeah. Hey, anybody got $100,000? we'll start a veterans home. That's what I'm working on right now. Okay. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I figure I can get 3 to 4, you know, vets off the street at least, or have temporary shelter or whatever, and they can, you know, have their own little, you know, apartment place. I mean, that's pretty damn cheap. I figure by the time renovations and everything be $150,000, but shit. I figure for that I could even put in 4 or 5 trailer slots for, you know, a decent, you know, if you had an RV or, you know, you had a 50 amp, you know, connection or something. Some of those things look like, man, I'm telling you, hey, you see some of them new RVs, man? Man, I was looking at one. I said, damn, I'm going to get rid of my house on wheels and get another house on wheels. Get a new one. Damn, those things look like, whew. Wow. You know, if you're an older person or, you know, and you're not really super hard on stuff, man, those things, it look like you're living in the Taj Mahal, man. You know, with the marble tops, with the marble kitchen tops and the slide outs that make them look like 3 times as wide and stuff. Whew, I'm telling you, that's just really, some of that stuff really impressed me, I guess, you know. But anyway, well, China, I talked about China a few minutes ago before the break. I forgot 2 things or 3 things. Archives. Did I tell you about the archives this top of the hour? No, I don't think I did. Free, easy and easy accessible. Just go over to revolutionradioarchives.com or follow the link from freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Or listener-supported, commercial-free. So if you can, become a member of our Patreon team. And I've got to get all that stuff set up for myself. I set up a Patreon account, but, you know, I don't do anything with it. I don't put stuff on it, you know, news, information, my this show and stuff. Why? Well, I don't know. I guess I'm not trying to make Patreon rich. You know, but at the same time, you know, the topics that I talk about here, they would ban me too, maybe. I don't know. So, you know, I do all my, you know, talking here on Revolution Radio. Because, well, it's a free and open platform. That's why. So, let's see. Station pitch, right? Everybody donate if you can. God bless you. Here's one for you right here. Check this shit out. Check this out. Okay, China. And everybody has been watching the world, and everybody that's watching the news knows that China is is in the middle of this massive flu season. Now, this COVID-19 Omicron, whatever, is spreading through China. And they can't stop it. They tried to, but they can't. Because it's impossible. So now in Chinese in the hospitals, and Chinese are seeing a wave of infections. But remember, this is what one of the results of this is that you have prevented people from getting sick and keeping them isolated, keeping them away from other viruses that they might get cross immunity from bacterial infections, from all this different stuff, and forcing people to essentially, you know, how do you say that? To lock them up in their home and minimize their interaction with the environment. Now that people are getting out and about in China, there will be massive infections. Not just because of Omicron or COVID, but influenza A and influenza B. The more than 200 different coronaviruses that are out here. So what does China do? Instead of keeping China locked down, right? China's opening itself up and is going to open up its international travel now that it had been clamping down on in the middle of this so-called wave of infections in China. China went from literally welding people into buildings. And this is 9-1-1 stupid shit, right? China welding people into their homes, into buildings, nailing the door shut if they came along and found the tape peeled back or something, you know? Oh, my God. Now China has gone from that to let's export everybody around the world. There's no restrictions. There's no nothing. So China went from authoritarian communist overreach to a free willing, let's spread this shit around the world. No problem. Isn't there a little disconnect there? Isn't there a small problem there that people are losing it? They're disconnected there. You know, isn't there a little middle ground? Can't we just, you know, tell people, look, if you're sick, stay the F home. Today you can have somebody come and take your shit to your house. You know? If you're ill, stay home. Don't spread it around your community. Be responsible. Don't do like Dr. Malone and say, well, I got a shot because they told me, you know, I would be immune. I couldn't pass. And Jackie Posobiec, you know, Jackie Posobiec, who said, I did it so I could be near my mom and dad or so I wouldn't get them sick. And, you know, you have to. You have to have this sense of blind obedience. The blind obedience that it takes to even partially fall for this stuff. And, you know, if not, you know, the thing is, we that don't, you know, sometimes, not all the times, but we become cynics. We become jaded. You know, we become, you know, burdened, bogged down, you know, about what's all going on. Well, anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, so the tsunami of China of influenza, aka COVID-19 today, okay? And they've literally just opened up the country and are wanting to send people now around the world. Crazy as it may seem. Recently, just a few hours ago, Taiwan has extended its mandatory military service to combat the Chinese threat of, you know, taking over the island. Taiwan will extend its compulsory military service from 4 months to 1 year. So, yeah. Of course, this military aggression of this running up on them and with all these airplanes isn't helping either. South Korea is heating up. As South Korea fires shots at drones and jets at that's then scrambled jets after the North sent drones into the South's sovereign airspace, essentially doing kind of the same thing that China is doing to Taiwan. South Korea's military detected 5 drones from North Korea crossing the border. One traveled as far as the northern part of the South Korean to the South Korean capital region, which is Seoul, I think, which isn't far from, you know, the militarized zone there. In fact, it's believed that, I believe it was remote viewers that allegedly saw that North Korea would attack the South Korean capital near its border with a nuclear weapon. One of the things that happened was attack helicopters and jets fired warning shots after the drones violated their airspace, and it flew over the capital of Seoul. A South Korean KA fighter crashed while trying to fight or knock the drone down. Anyway, North Korea has launched 92 ballistic and other missiles in 2022, more than a previous year. The question is, were those about to hit their expiration date, or did they just decide they needed to fix it? They needed to shoot some off, right? Tesla suspended operations at its Shanghai factory a little bit sooner, just 1 day sooner than expected, and continues swirling questions about demand are once again surfacing. For those that didn't hear the other day, Elon Musk has said that almost all the conspiracies and conspiracy theories you heard about Twitter have turned out to be true. That's right. They turned out to be true about Twitter. So, you know, and this is not from me. This is from Elon Musk himself.
I mean, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true. So, is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true. And if not, more true than people thought.
Well, there you go. Elon Musk, he laughed. He said, are there any conspiracy theories about Twitter that have not been proven true? And he said, not that I can think of. I mean, damn. And the ones that were proven true about the government censorship, the interaction between Twitter and the U.S. government, this has exposed the entire shadow brainwashing industry that social media is. People must understand that social media is this mind-controlled system that is like taking your brain to an education class. And, you know, here's the thing. Whether it's TikTok, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or pick other some other social media, right? Just think about it, that those algorithms essentially pick what you see and hear and is posted on your timeline. Because if you have thousands of friends and you have, you know, only so long to look through your timeline, you can't see all the posts. And then many people are only posting, you know, X number of times a day. But, gee, you know, that's a lot. So with a lot of people, there's a lot of information, data, and what happens is the company picks the data it wants you to see. Not necessarily what is on your timeline or what could be on your timeline, right? Because you only see a small portion of that, you know. You only see what one out of 50 or one out of X number of posts out of somebody else, right? I mean, that's my experience, but that's how I'm partly how I am, what do they call that? My visibility is limited, you know. Anyway, so there you have it. Government control, mind controlled crap. Well, just to let you yo idiots up there in Buffalo, New York. As the city plunged into chaos as 4 feet of snow blanketed the region in some places, coming, you know, with the lake effect snow, extremely heavy. People are out there looting. Senior citizens and other people are dying. And there's people that are literally taking pictures and pretending that everything is okay. You know, it's Dollar Generals, Family Dollars, Walmart was looted. I'm not sure all the places that were looted, but it was a bunch of them. And what happens is police get paralyzed, so to speak, and you know, there you are. You can't arrest all of them, but you should be able to, but you can't. Just because you just can't get there. There's times when, you know, do you arrest somebody for looting or do you go to the call where the person is in distress and is about to die? You go to the where the person's about to die. You know, it's a shame that the looters, you know, pick that time to loot during a tragedy like that. But yeah, that's what it's that's what it is. Yeah. Anyway, if you hadn't heard, you know, Los Angeles County follows the city by its extending its COVID-era eviction moratorium. Isn't that just lovely? Just lovely. Yeah, that's what we have going on. Southwest Airlines has a mass flight cancellations as they continue prompting the transportation department to have a review. Now, this is the largest scale cancellation event that they say they have ever seen in the airline industry. After canceling 3,000 flights on Monday, Southwest Airlines canceled thousands of more flights Tuesday due to adverse weather conditions and inadequate staffing. Late Monday night, Chief Executive Bob Jordan spoke with the Wall Street Journal, In all likelihood, we'll have another tough day tomorrow as we work our way out of this. This is the largest scale event that I've ever seen. Remember, you know, between temperatures and other factors, you know, some of these airlines have been experiencing, well, major delays. So, you know, wow, you know, Delta Southwest topped them all, though, with 2,510, 62% of their flights canceled, 74% or 1%, 74 delayed. But anyway, yeah, it's sheer crazy. When you have large weather events, you just can't get everybody everywhere you want, you know, when you have to, I guess is the way you want to say it. More snow in store for Buffalo. Representative elect from Long Island admits, I lied. Yeah, I'm a politician. What's our job? We lie to get elected, and then we say we do good. Yeah, sounds like a proctologist looking the end of a dead-end ass, man. I'm telling you. Questions remain. Hell, you know what? We need an oath for politicians. An oath to be honest. Not to love the Israelis. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyphen, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at
philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Got to give. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the places to catch us on Revolution, catch Revolution Radio. All right, so what do we got going on here? We live in a time of, universal idiocracy. That's what I can say. The pedos, the perverts, and the crazies are in charge. They don't want you to know that the president of the United States of America, pedo Joe Biden, and that doesn't stand for short for president, by the way. Maybe it's a PP pedo president, taking showers with 12-year-old relative granddaughters. That's some sick shit, man. That's some sick shit. Yeah. Anyway, I guess Joe Pervert was a pervert in the 1970s. That must have time, I guess it was, seemed to be. Yeah. Meanwhile, the perverts in the U.S. Public Health Service, quote-unquote, commissioned corpse. I guess corp would be right. Corpse would be right. Has their tranny spokeswoman, Manny woman, Rachel Levine, Dr. Rick, advocates for information censorship, asking health care professionals to stop health misinformation and collectively advocate for our tech companies to create a healthier, cleaner information environment. In other words, these people are controlling what you think by controlling what you see, by controlling what you hear. These are the things that despots do. Liberals are anything but free-minded today. They used to be for sex, love, and rock and roll at one time, it seemed to be. Free love and free speech. The right to stand against an oppressive government, liberals believed, was the core of our democracy. However, today, if you question an election, if you stand for real freedom for people to think what they want, not that they have to approve and they have to, support sexual dysphoria in its current form. Rachel, or Rick, or Randy, or whatever the hell your male name was, and I don't care. Dude, you're screwed up, man. I mean, look, I'm not mentally ill. And, but I know a man who thinks he's a woman that then mutilates his body and takes hormones to, grow himself a set of tits, when all you have to do is really smoke weed and get way overweight for a number of years. Sorry about all the potheads out there. I just ruined their look. Huh? No, seriously. Taking medication. Life-altering drugs that essentially, most of the time, their effects can never be essentially completely reversed. And then here's the thing. To advocate to children who are confused and questioning, and then essentially telling them that, at any young age, before you have any type of sexual desire, before you have, this hormone influx of puberty, before you can even really know who you are, the psychological attack on children is, unbelievable. I don't even want to play this clip, in all honesty, because we all know what this pervert's about. We all know it's about grooming children into some sexualized ideology that really is so flaky that you don't even know who in the hell you are. And the only thing that, it's amazing. You know, it's a testament to how the human mind can be twisted into circles and knots, how it can be broken. Yeah. Boy, ain't that the truth. Smashed, crushed, and destroyed. The future, even the possible future. Because people believe that it's okay to further a delusion. I'm pretty sure pretty soon, Dr. R there, will be advocating for invisible friends. And that what you must do. And I think maybe this is how Democrats have won the elections. You know, all of their invisible friends have been registered to vote. You know, they're 9 different personalities. You know, they have registers as you know, he, him, it, them, they, and it could be, I don't know. And all of them are registered. Many identify as invisible. I only come out in psychotic episode number 3, but I can vote. So, you know, maybe that's another reason why Democrats need 30 days of voting. So all the people that have multiple personalities registered to vote. Can get them all out there, man. You know, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, okay? I know I'm going to get in this trouble for this, but, you know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, when women have their hormone cycles, they might be able to register as a different person then. I know that's a bad joke, I know, but the thing about it is kind of funny. Come on, be honest. Oh my God. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Man, I'm telling you. Carrie Lake thrown under the bus by the GOP and, of course, Maricopa County and the state of elections and Carrie Hobbs now take their power and smack Carrie Lake down with it. As she is now seeking attorney fees and expenses of $37,000 be paid as a sanction. Paid as a sanction because the Democrats couldn't even run a standard election and they want somebody else to pay for the attorney fees. Mark Elias, who isn't in prison yet, in the cell right beside of creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avante. I mean, they really should be, you know, Mark Elias should be in that cell that says Jeffrey Epstein was here right above it. You know, and beside him, it should be FTX, the little brat, but he made bail in the other one that says, El Chapo was here. You know, in truth, that's where Mark Elias should be. And then from there, he should be shipped to Gitmo, where Mark Elias should be waterboarded, well, no less than 160 times. And the truth should come out. He should have the electronic enema. Perkins Coie Law Firm, the FBI, Michael Sussman, and their secret backdoor internet service and connection needs to be investigated by the Inspector General Michael Horowitz, but I doubt that would happen. Why? Well, You know, he might have to find something that he has to shit can lie about again. Yeah. You know, let's not lie to ourselves, right? Whoa, there it is. The second war coming quickly into focus in Europe as Serbia and Kosovo has, how should we say it? Tensions have soared as Serbs put up roadblocks to stop people on free movement in Kosovo. Anyway, NATO launched a military campaign with Bill Clinton wagging the dog as Monica Lewinsky smoked his stogie in March of 1999 that lasted, well, 78 days. Of course, that was during a time when Clinton was accused of, that's right, wagging the dog, starting essentially a peacekeeping war where the United States ran airstrikes for more than 70 days, sending the entire region into darkness and chaos. And then they sent in peacekeepers. Then they armed rebels and everybody else, and, well, massacre and genocide happened. And Henry Kissinger called it a blessing. Yes, Madeleine Albright probably said, "Damn, that was good shit." You know, I mean, I would be willing to bet the elite had a big barbecue and a celebration. The only thing they were really upset about was, well, there wasn't enough death. There wasn't enough destruction. Yeah. Anyway, Russia says Ukraine must surrender or face a continued war. Yes, the mainstream media and Bloomberg is reporting that. And then they say, even as they retreat, you know, Bloomberg is a propaganda shit rag. Period. End of story. They are essentially pushing the propaganda of the U.S. military-industrial complex. You can look at essentially the reporting. And now, allegedly, that Ukraine has opened the door to peace summit with Russia. Isn't it amazing how the United States essentially shut it down before? Yeah. Well, there's few people that tell you what they think in the government and, you know, where we're at. And, well, thanks to Senator Kennedy from Louisiana for being one of them.
The United States Senate has passed a budget for the federal government for next year. I expect the House of Representatives, which is controlled also by the Democratic Party, to concur in the Senate's proposal. I voted against the budget, and I wanted to explain to the people in Louisiana why. Number one, this budget was basically put together by three people: Senator McConnell in the Senate, Senator Schumer in the Senate, and Speaker Pelosi in the House. But more to the point, here's the main reason I voted against the budget. Inflation. As I've said before, inflation is ravaging the American dream. It's a cancer on the American dream. And we're not going to get control of it until Congress stops spending so much money. Congress, in order to get control of inflation, has got to spend less money. We've got to slow the rate of growth of spending and debt. Now, look, I'm not naive. There are many people here in Washington, not just on the Democratic side. There are many big government Republicans as well. And their attitude is, we can't possibly spend enough money. If they ran out of money to spend and couldn't borrow any more, they would think about taking out a reverse mortgage on Alaska to get the money. But there are enough Republicans on the Capitol Hill for us to be able to slow the rate of growth of spending. And this bill didn't do that.
Yep, that bill didn't do that. In other words, you know, just as Steny, whatever the hell his name said yesterday, yeah, hey, man, we got everything you want. It's a pretty good year for us. Yeah, it's a pretty sad thing. It's a pretty sad thing to see the Uni Party, the Democrat and Republican Party, reformed to where they were before the U.S. Civil War. I don't know if they'll make that tactical mistake again, but we have to remember we are all seeing a political show. A political show of liars. On each side of the aisle, the liberals and the conservatives, they're back to their stasis they were before the U.S. Civil War. The real only question is, now we have, or I should say, the really good observation that we can make is that before the Civil War, U.S. Civil War, there were people that believed in the individual rights and liberties of all Americans, and that people should not be slaves within the Republican Party. Today, I don't believe there is enough will, there is enough power, there are enough people with enough cojones, with enough balls to stand up to the slave masters of old who were just instituting a new system of power, financial slavery in multiple levels of our society. That's essentially what I see happening today. Will the people accept it? Or will they click no on these user terms that the government is essentially trying to install into society? Crazy, crazy as it might seem. Well, you knew this was going to happen sooner or later. On the bottom of the ocean, some of the last places that raw materials on Earth are available. So starting in 2024, around the Minamatsushima region, an island of Japan, they will start attempting to and use deep sea mining off the seabed where rare earth rich mud is located on the sea floor, 6,000 meters below the surface. Tokyo has a first was the first to develop to extract at such depths. Deep sea mining faces several technical hurdles, unlike oil or gas, you know, with pressure behind it coming out of a hole. You know, you actually have to dig the minerals up and then transport them to the surface. And then, you know, take that bulk material or some kind of, tailings of a separator and refine them, you know. I mean, that's the question. Now, these nitrogen and magnesium nodules or something like that that are on the ocean floors, you know, that you can literally pick them up with little robots, you know. But the question is, what exactly, you know, does that all do to the environment of the sea floor. And should we be concerned about that right now? I don't know. I imagine there should be some areas, but the question is, who controls that? Who mines it? You know, as this technology advances, you know, we could easily live on the sea floor if that's possible. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that's changing. And our world is in flux. That it is so malleable today that we, the people, must be cautious. We must be aware of how the forces against freedom are trying to shape the future of the world. And after they shape it, they will try to figure out a way to lock it in. Just as they went from the COVID, 2 years of COVID lies, failed vaccines, failed, the successful treatments were barred. Now, a new wave of propaganda for a quote unquote triple-demic, a tridemic, trip-demic, whatever they're going to try to phase it as, RSV, influenza, and corona. The boogeyman will always come out in the fall and winter. You know, what's really remarkable is just looking at the CDC data and look at that and says 32 million flu cases, 15 million, 30 million, 75 million in the past in different years, 3,200 or 32,000 or whatever the hell stupid, ridiculous number it is. Really? Really? I mean, I'm telling you, what the F-bomb? Do they think people are that stupid? Yes, they do. They really do. You got to take five shots to get just to get the vaccine to work. Well, it's not to kill you, not to, right on. Be truthful, be honest. Tonight, the Trump assassination files. God bless, good day, and good luck.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne.
and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.